Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to overview the stories from the Talkers Charts for the week of February 3rd to 7th, 2014. So each week, Talkers puts together a list of the 10 stories, the 10 topics, the 10 big issues of the week. And so I invite Michael Harrison to come here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is included in all of the material that's at talkers.com. You can go there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and go through what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, whether they be national or local, some of the issues that are being discussed. And then there are some new adjuncts. Michael's going to tell us about some of the things that are going on at the Talkers Magazine has a radio sort of station. Would you call it a station? What would you call it? We'd call it Talkers Magazine, even though it's online. So what do we call TalkersRadio.com. What do we call it? A radio station? What do you want to call that?
It's not TalkersRadio.com, so don't say that, because there's no
TalkersRadio.com. Okay.
There's Talkers Radio, which is a streaming 24/7 radio station on Talkers.com, and it's only a few months old, and it's basically a talk station that anybody could listen to that has experimental talk shows. Its pure format is designed to have programs that are in development, hosts that people know from the radio doing things that they don't know they could do. For example, you have a show that just is debuting this weekend on Talkers Radio about the agricultural side of your expertise, basically a program for small farmers. And, you know, hear things like that. A lot of famous personalities are doing things that no one would believe they even would be interested in. And there are some new shows in development. So we're doing it as a service to the industry, but it's also a service to the, you know, the real discerning talk radio listeners who want to hear something different, like an experimental theater, a workshop. And we're getting a great reaction to it. So if anybody wants to hear it, it's on 24/7. You just go to talkers.com and then click on Talkers Radio on the menu. Or you can go directly to it by going to talkers.com. That's www.talkers.com/talkersradio. And I think your listeners will find that to be a nice place to occasionally check out some interesting stuff. Want to go through the top stories this week?
I don't think they should go there occasionally. I think they should go there. They should have it in their ear almost, other than this program being on the air 6 hours a day. There's no reason why I shouldn't be listening to Talkers Radio at least 18 hours a day.
They will hear some of the same shows over and over. I do want people to know we program it sort of like C-SPAN or like the Discovery Channel. Where, for example, your show that debuts on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Time will then be played 2-3 times a day for the following week at different times on the schedule. The schedule will be posted. So people have a chance to hear these programs at different times of day, and they're presented as though they're special events, as opposed to, you know, coming up next, live. That's more of your AM/FM type of a radio station. This is, again, it's just very different and very much tuned to the industry and to people who are connoisseurs who want to see what goes on, you know, off of the beaten path.
I think that highlights what is going on with people. Everybody's tastes and choices are changing. The availability of product is changing. So this is a way for people to get something they may be interested in or intrigued by in terms of audio, and in a different way. It's just another way of being able to tune into something that's different, because there is a lot of the same old, same old. As we find, as you profile the people that are in the talk chart every week, and the stories are on the talk chart every week. There's a certain amount of sameness there, which speaks to one of the good parts and bad parts of traditional news talk radio, because there's a comfort level. People that were interested in listening to these hosts, the same people that have been on the air for a long time, they're used to their cadence, used to their attitude. There's a familiarity, because that success is brought about by people not wanting change, not liking change particularly. Right, Michael? Don't you think that's part of it?
I think that, I think to a certain extent you're right. I also think that, you remember, we're doing this a long time. I've been publishing talkers for 24, 25 years now. So I've seen a lot of sameness, and I've also seen a lot of change. People come, people go. Things change gradually. Some things last for a very long time. Most things don't. So you have a lot of comings and goings, but some of them make such a little impression you don't even know they ever came. And then you have things such as yourself. I mean, you're the second longest running syndicated host in mainstream talk radio today. You've been around a very, very long time. Obviously, you're doing something right. But also, it's a tribute to the fact that you've evolved over the years. Rush Limbaugh's evolved. Sean evolves. The big names evolve. And if they don't evolve, they either kind of have something really good, or they will fade. I'm not going to start naming names, but I could start throwing names at you that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago were iconic in our industry, and it's where are they now? And in 5 years, it'll be who are they? It won't even be where are they? It's who are they?
Yeah.
It's shocking. And again, the temptation is to start throwing names at you, but I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, the one thing I will tell you that you can take to the bank is 5 years from now, you and I will still be talking about these issues and programs.
God willing.
Yep.
Let us hope so. That would be nice.
All right. Let's pause for a moment, and then we're going to go through the list. All right. Hold on for just a second. No, hold on. Let's pause for a moment, then we'll get to the stories. All right, hold on a second. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, is here. We'll go through the top 10 stories and the people list in a moment.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Yeah, that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. Now, this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate, and being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're going to now go through the Talkers charts for the week of February 3rd to the 7th. And we'll go through the top 10 stories first, then we'll get to the people and talk about them as time allows. All right, Michael, the story is, and the stage is yours.
The stage is mine. At number 10, we have Seattle wins Super Bowl XLVI 48. Boy, that's really like, whoa. At number 9, we have Woody Allen allegations. My goodness. Number 8, huge story, tragic. Philip Seymour Hoffman dead. Number 7, IRS targeting scandal. Number 6, the Russian Sochi Olympics. At number 5, we have financial markets activity. Marijuana laws are in the air. At number 4, Hillary in 2016. At number 3, at number 2, immigration legislation and amnesty. Back up in the top 2. And number 1, one of our favorite topics in talk radio, criticism of Obamacare. The people that are being talked about in terms of a top 10 chart here this past week, intermingled within those stories, Peyton Manning, the quarterback, at number 10, Woody Allen at number 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Philip Seymour Hoffman at 7, Joe Biden at 6, number 5 is Ted Cruz, number 4 is Chris Christie, number 3 is Hillary Clinton, number 2 is John Boehner, number 1, guess what, Barack Obama.
All right. So let's go back to the Olympics. I'm trying in my mind to find, and I've looked around talkers, I've looked around in a number of places to see if there actually are any sports talk radio hosts who have gone to the Olympics. Do you know of any hosts that are actually there?
No, I personally, off the top of my head, do not. However, that doesn't mean there aren't any. But you are bringing up an interesting topic, and that is, most sports talk hosts in commercial talk radio are not huge fans of talking about the Olympics. They're fixated on the big four: football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about tennis. Occasionally, they'll talk a little bit about golf. And very seldom do they stray beyond that.
I've heard a number of hosts just say they weren't that interested. This past week, listening to some sports talk radio programs, they just said, man, you know what? I'm not. Baseball season starts in a couple of weeks. We have all this stuff going on with the end of the hockey season, the end of basketball season. This is not that big. Is it because it isn't a big participation? You know, these are individuals. Individuals. Yeah, the women and children look at this as one aspect of finding good things about Americans versus the team sports and what men like. Do you think that's
Exactly. But it's just like the news talk radio. How many big topics are there out there that are huge topics that we could be talking about, but they're not in the, they're not the hits? You always say that, the hit topics.
Yeah.
Well, ice skating and skiing and a lot of these are individual sports that people do for recreation, and then they see the great ones doing it on the world stage. It's a little bit different than, you know, hey, my city's going to beat your city in the division championships of the American Football Conference.
Right. It's not like it's the American versus American isn't there. It's not that part. That's not what it's what it is. It's Americans versus the Russians or whatever. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In a moment, we're going to meet Cable Newhouse, who's going to talk about the Beatles. Long live the Beatles!
Before we hear another song, fellas, there are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes I get a bit lonely now.
Rhythm blues, then?
No. I don't think so, really.
You don't ever?
No. Just occasionally you get cheesed off with people writing rubbish about you, which you get often.
Yeah. I agree with that. I've had a divorce and half a dozen kids.
Now, what do you... well, I mean, isn't this a big sort of drag to go around explaining to your wife that you're not divorced and all that?
No, well, she knows I'm not divorced because I keep seeing her every day.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Song that the Beatles performed when they went on the stage on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago this Sunday. One of the most highly anticipated flights at that time. One of the it was actually the beginning of the. I'm trying to remember what the plane was. It a jet? No, 64. Yeah, they just had started using the jets. Pan Am Flight 101 from London to New York in Long Live the Beatles. Cable Newhouse, who's a culture writer and former editor of Entertainment Weekly, remembers the Beatles as paradigm shifters for sure. How did they get to be called the Fab Four? Do you remember?
No, I mean, I'm assuming, and I don't recall exactly, I'm assuming someone else, you know, attached that name to them. Wouldn't have been something I think they called themselves. But, you know, I am remembering it. As you were recollecting that flight coming in aboard, it was a jet. It was called Clipper Defiance. Yeah. That was the name of that particular jet. They did not know how they'd be received in America because their song had, they just become number one basically that week.
Right.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
And so when they deplaned and they got in these cars to drive from JFK to their hotel in Midtown Manhattan, they listened on their little transistor radios to hear if there was going to be any news at all of their arrival. And they could listen play by play, you know, as they made a left-hand turn onto this road and a right-hand turn onto that road. So they knew that they were big.
By the way, those of you who are interested in this, you can view the Beatles issue cover to cover. Read Cable Newhouse's feature story on the Beatles.
This is a cover story of the Saturday Evening Post, correct.
Right. Okay. So what do you remember going back? A lot of people have been around. I was around. You were around. Thinking about what they were like as human beings. Looking at these kids were, what, 19, 20 years old at the time, and kind of a wise crowd. Ringo especially was kind of a smartass.
Well, but, you know, first of all, they were British, you know, and we didn't have a lot of models of young British kids. in America who were at that level of fame. And they were, you know, sort of wiseacres, weren't they, all of them?
Yeah.
And they were funny, and they were largely likable. And, of course, you know, our parents thought they were radical because of those haircuts, which by modern-day standards couldn't be any tamer. They were thought to be radical, but, they were such... In a way, handsome, clean-cut kids, you know, wearing their little matching suits and so forth when they appeared on Ed Sullivan. Just that they sort of tossed their hair about. But they were funny and they were likable, and that had a great deal to do, I think, with their instant popularity in the U.S. It was the music to some extent, but there were other British fans that were performing really popular music. But they were also, as a foursome, just really delightful guys. And the two survivors, Paul and Ringo, when you get to hear them these days, they're still pretty funny guys.
Yeah, they are. And they're an important part of that show on Sunday night, the two-hour CBS special, which basically focuses on their arrival, their success, what it was like for them to stay together. They were together, I think, what, 8 years altogether, right?
A little less. Yeah. And their peak, you might define, as being about 6 years.
Oh, yep. Yeah. All right, so check out the SaturdayEveningPost.com for the overview of the Beatles cover story on the Saturday Evening Post. Cable Newhouse.
I want to hold your hand.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing in this hour a lot of the things that have been big in the world of talk radio this past week. Let's have some fun. One of the items that certainly get a lot of conversation over the weekend is Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show, which is number five on this week's overview of what's going on. The hot hits, number five. Here's talk host Phil Cianciola, who talks about some of Jay's biggest targets over the years in his monologues.
I have noticed very little buzz at all about Jay Leno's departure. It seems like that should be a bigger deal than it is. That's it. Jay Leno's gone. I thought there'd be more buzz about that. I did see a kind of funny story where they broke down Jay Leno's jokes. This is the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Basically took all the Tonight Shows, the monologue portion, from May 25th of 1992 to January 24th of this year. And during that time, they counted. I mean, they spent all this time. They checked. And during that period, who do you think the most jokes were made about by Jay Leno? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. 43,892 jokes about President Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. Leno's top all-time target. Number two was W, 3,239 jokes. Al Gore, third, 1,026 jokes. I just find it fascinating how they broke this all down. Although he's appeared on David Letterman's show 10 times, Mr. Clinton was never a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the host. Now, among non-political joke targets, Jay Leno made fun of the most, O.J. Simpson, 795 jokes. Michael Jackson, 505 jokes. Martha Stewart and her little prison escapade, 208 jokes. Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, for whatever reason, tied at 153 jokes each. According to the study, throughout the Tonight Show tenure, Leno most often joked about powerful people and scandalous behavior. Those two were combined, of course, in President Clinton, which accounts for his 4,607 joke total. About one out of every 10 jokes Leno ever delivered was about public affairs and public figures. Clinton, his wife Hillary, his VP Al Gore, favorite intern Monty Lewinsky accounted for four of Leno's top seven targets. Overall, the top 20 list included the past four presidents and vice presidents, as well as the past six failed major party nominees for president. And this study also noted that Democrats were the subject of 10,885 jokes, 15% more jokes than he told about Republicans.
All right, this is Phil Scanciola. And some of the things that we have heard, that's the mainstay of these late-night shows is politics. And you heard perhaps President Obama even sent wishes. I shouldn't say even. He took a little shot at him, had a little fun. Even Jimmy Kimmel, who's been a jerk about Jay Leno through his career, really a jerk, petty, just he's a jerk. I lost all respect for Kimmel when he was taking his shots at Jay. Did send over a tweet, I think it was, Richie, in essence saying, you know, good luck. You have done something that nobody else has done but Johnny Carson. Kimmel certainly isn't going to have the same stature. Thank you. Thank you. I'll try that. As Carson or Leno has had. All right, here's host Gene Valenzetti talking to comedian Bob Perlow. Perlow was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Hey, you just spoke to Jay, you told me a couple of days ago. Tell me what he said to you.
He's thrilled to go out like this after what he went through. It was 22 years ago when Johnny gave him the show, and it was pretty messy, if you recall. Yep. Johnny left on a Friday, never said, oh, there's a new guy, Jay Leno, coming in. Good luck, Jay. Mm-hmm. It was like the show was done forever. And then when Jay came on, he never said, oh, thank you, Johnny. So it was really messy. And people forget that Johnny was number one for 25 years. Jay took over and was a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. It dropped, and it was awful until two things happened. The O.J. trial, where he had the advancing O.J.s and the Edos, and that raised him in the ratings. And then the Hugh Grant fiasco, where Hugh Grant gave him the first interview. That was 1995. Since then, he's been number one.
Right.
So it from a messy start, he regained that status and then went through that big debacle in 2008 with Conan.
Right.
And that was another disaster. So this time, it's happening the right way. He's going out number one, and a very seamless handoff to Jimmy Fallon to take over the reins.
Right.
He was thrilled the other night and was talking to him, very, very happy.
Well, he's happy to go out number one. He's being very diplomatic and kind to NBC, which is basically showing him the door again. Is there a backstory here? I mean, is he going to tell me next week when he comes out and he's free of these guys, hey, I never wanted to leave. They forced me out. This is, you know, I'll see you on Fox.
He kind of intimates that now, saying, well, he, with tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Johnny was fired. I don't know how many people know that. I mean, Johnny was forced out when he had to leave, and no one likes that. But Jay realizes it's time, and he's being magnanimous about it.
Hey, Bob, they're basically shutting down Burbank. About 150 people are going to lose their jobs. Yeah, I still know you have a lot of friends out there.
Yeah, we've been in touch like the past 6 months with the crew, which has been there since 93, 95, 97, a couple of turnovers. But they're all, nobody has a job this long on TV. I mean, it's unprecedented. 22 years, usually, if you get a job on a hit show like Friends or Seinfeld, you hope it goes 4 years or 5 years. So they're all had a real good run.
You know, it's very interesting. That's Gene Valenzetti talking to Bob Perlow, who was the warm-up guy for The Tonight Show. Jay often would warm up the audience himself, whereas with The Tonight Show, Ed always used to go out and warm up the audience before Johnny came out. Johnny was never seen before the curtain came back, and he walked out onto the stage. And when the show was over, the audience never – he walked off the stage – and the audience never heard from him, never saw him. Ed would stick around, talk to the audience sometimes, and talk. But Johnny went on when the show started, and he went off when the show stopped. He was in his car within 30 minutes and out of the parking lot and on his way home. That's the way Johnny, whereas Jay was just the opposite. He'd go out to the parking lot and he'd visit with some of the people as he was leaving, getting into one of his cars. And Jay Leno, by the way, never drove the same car to work, ever. One day to the next. He always had a different car. He has this big collection of hundreds of old cars, and every day he'd show up at work in a different car. Which I thought was kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so Jay Leno is a big item of conversation and interest, as it well should be. Coming up, we'll shift to another item that's sure to get a lot of talk, overview, and consideration this weekend, the Olympics. That's up next here.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
No!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Games. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. And being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Next up here, as our review of what's going on in the world of conversation radio gets capped at the week's end, the Olympics, number three this week in interest. Here's host Joel Riley with former CIA operative Wayne Simmons. They talk about the security concerns that continue to be a part of the travel back and forth to the Olympic headquarters.
What do you know about what's going on in Russia right now?
Well, just what we read in the newspapers, and it's not good. So give me 7 years since the announcement of Sochi being the venue, and as a terrorist, a sophisticated terrorist, I'm going to create a minefield that you can't do anything about. We all hope and pray, of course, that nothing happens.
But if ever there were a time and a venue where we believe with relative certainty that something bad is going to happen, it would be now. It's 1,300 square miles to try to protect. The venues are spread out all over the country, and you're in the absolute backyard of the terrorists. I don't understand. Many of us complained 7 years ago when they chose this venue, but politics got in the way, and now hopefully hopefully we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, Wayne, I guess I would be a terrible terrorist because I think if I were really going to hit Sochi, what I would do is I wouldn't tip my hand. I wouldn't be increasing attacks and all those things. I would just be laying the groundwork, and then it's like a blindside. Why is it that they're attacking with more frequency as we get closer?
Well, because you're thinking like a Westerner, and with all due respect, you're thinking like someone who has not been trained. And what I mean by that is there is no time to let up when you are leading up to a major attack. They do not see this as anything other than, meaning Sochi, they do not see this as anything other than an opportunity to inflict great pain and against Putin and against the Soviets. They also take every opportunity to kill. Jihadis do not care when the victims come or how they come or where they come. They took Beslan in 2004 and slaughtered, as you may remember, elementary school children, 350-plus elementary school children. They have no compunction. They have no problem slaughtering these people.
Well, if Russia, though, and Putin are your targets, why the Olympics? I mean, that's a more of a world thing. Why wouldn't you focus away from that?
No, this is not just against Russia. This is against the West. This is against everything that Russia stands for, but most importantly, and you are absolutely correct, most importantly, it is to embarrass the Soviet, the Russians. It is to embarrass Putin. But you cannot give them 7 years. And remember, they've been at it for decades. So the terrorists know how to do this. They have an adversary in Putin who, if anyone can defeat these guys, but he's not going to do it in this venue. You just cannot protect 1,300 square miles, 7 years to prepare and build what they're calling, as you've heard, the curtain of steel. Well, the curtain of steel they put in place is probably only trapping the already formed terror cells inside.
From our affiliate, The Truth in Tucson, host John Justice talked to analyst David Garstenstein Ross about the news media's sudden fascination with the toothpaste bomb threats.
The news this morning that most of the news outlets were discussing was this toothpaste bomb threat, not related to flights within the continental United States, but more worried about flights in other parts of the country heading to Sochi, Russia. Tell us what you know. How credible is this threat? Is this something new?
Well, I'm not sure that this is actually a threat. Now, there's not really a distinction that's made when articles come out about, you know, breaking news of what they're looking for. But an advisory has been set up by the U.S. government. But actually, a DHS spokesman specifically said that they don't know of any specific threats to the homeland. Now, that doesn't preclude there being some sort of specific threat to air travel into Russia. But, you know, looking at this, and I have no inside intelligence information on it. I haven't spoken to officials about it. But just looking at it as it was put forward in these articles, something that is often done by the U.S. government when there is an elevated risk of terrorism is they'll look at past tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs. But they will sometimes trawl back at past TTPs,
right,
and will put out advisories so people can be on alert. That's a long way of saying, John, that I'm not sure that there is a specific threat. I'm not sure this is linked to a threat. Now, we know that there is a threat to the Sochi Olympics. That's very clear.
Right.
You and I have talked about that before. You know, in December, there was a set of suicide bombings in Volgograd. The suicide bomber subsequently released a tape saying that the Olympics would be struck. The emir of the Caucasus Emirate, a terrorist group operating the Caucasus, has also specifically threatened the Olympics.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Next up here is a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here to overview not only some of the legal aspects of the stories this week, but behind-the-scenes information that will help you out. He has a website called Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com, and that comes in handy when we're discussing things like the scams concerning the Olympics. Number six story this week has to do with the Olympics and what's going on there. So I thought, Steve, we'd start with people needing to familiarize themselves with the logos, the graphics, the branding, the shopping that's going on for things that are supposedly connected to the Olympics. You know, the problem is much of what's available is a scam. It's counterfeit. It's no good merchandise. I mean, it's all right if you want to wear it, but don't pay the price for it. How much of that do you think people are actually aware of?
Oh, I think most people are fooled by these things. The Olympics is full of scams, and so starting out, like you said, the counterfeit merchandise, which also may not be of the same quality. So, if you want, say, American merchandise, you go to TeamUSA.org. You have to be very careful because you know somebody could put in TeamUSA.com, suddenly go to a website that looks like it's legitimate, but it is not necessarily. So you've got to really be very, very careful there. In addition, people are going to be getting emails for updates on the Olympics, and all you have to do is click on a link, and boom, you're going to get the latest video and news. You're also going to download the latest malware on your computer. You never click on a link or download an attachment unless you know that it's legitimate and secure. And when you get something from some site, even if it looks like, oh, it's from NBC or Olympics.org, you really can't tell. So you've got to limit whatever you download or link in the Olympics to sites you know are positively good ones.
All right. Now, the next step on this page is the if you're thinking about going for a certain event, the travel packages, the ticket packages could easily be fraudulent or at least not what you expect. And I wonder what you have in words of wisdom for people who are fans that still think they ought to go.
Really? To this one? Okay. Yeah. But yes, if you do, first get your bulletproof vest, get that on. Then make sure that your phone has the proper security, because everything is being wiretapped and the surveillance on everyone there. But yeah, the travel packages, and for every big sporting event, this is a problem. You have to find out whether indeed you're getting legitimate tickets with this. You check with, frankly, what you do is you check with your state's attorney general about that particular organization before you sign up, and find out if they are legitimate, if there have been complaints, because it can be very tough to find out after the fact that your tickets are no good, the hotel that you go to is inappropriate, and always make sure, don't use a debit card. Pay with a credit card, so if there is a problem, you can stop payment.
All right, let's go one step further in terms of scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the program, is here. We're talking about what to look out for in terms of scams at the Olympics, but I want to go broader than that. Buying tickets, you were just talking about getting tickets, go to the website, et cetera, the official website. But in terms of generally buying tickets and getting officially scammed, I'm thinking of baseball, football games. I'm thinking of events, thinking of concerts where you can go to Ticketmaster. But then there are other, like in Boston, there's a thing called StubHub.
Yep.
And it seems like legitimate, but yet you buy tickets with them and it costs you more money. And I'm wondering if that's the court of last resort to go to, if all the regular tickets, in other words, these guys go out and buy the tickets to resell them for popular events. Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happens. I'll tell you where I really have a problem with it, Doug, and that is I'm concerned about how do they get so many tickets. Is it when it's open for the public, these ticket agencies, are they getting in ahead of us, and then they have the ability to sell us the tickets at a much larger markup? That's what bothers me, and that did happen with the Super Bowl and the NFL, where they had deals with various ticket vendors, so the individual didn't have the same even shake at getting those at the start.
Yeah, I think that's something people ought to be. These are sort of legitimate ways to get ripped off, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
So look out for these, the resellers, if you will, of tickets to any event. Okay, we've all gone there. We've all been there, done that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, officially here with some good tips. Scamaside. Don't forget the website, scamaside.com, where to go to check out these scams.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.